listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the importance of not being greedy for money. I'm going to read you from Titus chapter 1, verse 7, and remember the larger context here. Paul, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, was giving Titus instructions on how he should look for men to appoint to leadership among God's people. That's the broader context, but you'll see this applies to you and I today. Titus chapter 1, verse 7 begins with Paul saying, "For a bishop must be," and then later on, actually the last few words of the verse, he says, "not greedy for money." So we could say this, "For a bishop must be not greedy for money." Now again, Paul listed several qualities that Titus should look for as he appointed leaders in the many young churches on the island of Crete. Here at the end of verse 7, another quality is mentioned. A leader among God's people must not be greedy for money. Greed has been the downfall of many Christian leaders. Pastors and other leaders are often warned against the dangers of sexual immorality. They're warned against pride, but we're also warned, at least time to time, against greed. Those three things, sexual immorality, pride, and greed, go together for a good reason, and we should never forget the trap of being greedy for money. However, it's not only church leaders who must avoid greed. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, Paul also wrote this, "But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." Listen, from what Paul says both in Titus chapter 1 and in 1 Timothy chapter 6, we see that this is a significant warning for us. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, Paul warned against even the desire to be rich. That desire for riches is far more dangerous than the riches themselves. It isn't only the poor who desire to be rich. It's also the rich who can be greedy for more riches. It's good to remember that in the Bible, poor does not mean godly, and rich means ungodly. Nor is it true the other way around. There were many remarkably godly men in the Bible who were almost unbelievably rich, such as Abraham, David, and Solomon. But the godly rich have the heart like the psalmist when he wrote in Psalm 62, verse 10, "If riches increase, do not set your heart on them." Those who run after greed are like what Paul wrote about in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 9. They fall into temptation and a snare. This desire for riches tempts our heart away from the eternal riches, and it ensnares us in a trap that few people can escape. They're always dreaming of riches and always setting their heart on them. Friend, at the end of it all, the desire to be rich can really only be satisfied in Jesus Christ and fulfilled with spiritual riches rather than material ones. Everything else falls short. Now notice the other warning that Paul gave in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. He wrote, "Some people have strayed from the faith in their greediness." It's sad to think about it, but it's true. There are some people who forsake the faith because of their greed. As Paul wrote, they pierce themselves through with many sorrows because that is the fate of those who live for the love of money. They are not satisfied. We sometimes want the opportunity to find out if riches can really satisfy, but we should trust the word of God and the experience of many others. So don't pray, well, Lord, make me rich just to test me. No, learn from the experience of many before you. Instead of being greedy for money, it would be better for us to be greedy, in a good sense, for godliness and God's kingdom. God helping us, that is what we will be in Jesus Christ. And those are the kind of leaders we will look for in God's family. So make it your prayer today. Lord, set my heart and my mind correct when it comes to money and wealth and the pursuit of those things. Give me a heart that seeks first your kingdom and your righteousness, and ask God to do that for you today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.